Okay. So today's lesson is number 25, and the title is On the Cheek. Again, this is a lesson by Moshe Feldenkrais, or based on his lessons. So begin by observing how you're lying on your back this morning. Sense how each shoulder blade is resting on the floor, how your spine is resting on the floor, how your pelvis is resting, and how your legs are lying on the floor. And as I've mentioned before in earlier classes, there's a couple ways of sensing or perceiving ourselves. One is to pay attention to our muscular self, how the muscles feel, if there's any tension somewhere. And then another way is to perceive the skeleton. And we try as much as possible in the awareness through movement classes to sense your skeleton. And it often helps to visualize the skeleton inside of you to bring clarity to how you're perceiving yourself. So as you're sensing your skeleton, notice if one side feels like it rests flatter on the floor, or maybe it's a sense of heaviness. Does one leg still turn out more than the other, or has that changed since last week, the last 2 weeks working with the feet so much? That seemed more similar. And now take a moment to draw your attention up to your face. And without touching yourself, just begin to sense your face, where your cheeks are. The area around your mouth, your chin, your forehead. Notice where your ears are. Good. Okay, so we're going to roll over to come on to all fours. We've done this before. The best way to do this is just roll over onto your side and then you come up onto all fours. So your head will now be directed towards the back of the room. It's just the most efficient way to come up. And Stephen, let's have you take off your glasses too, because you won't need them. That's it. So you're on your hands and your knees. So the first thing is just establish where your knees need to be so that they're under your hips. So if your knees are touching, they're not under your hips. That's it. Figure out where it means to be. That's good. And now you're going to lower your head so that your right cheek, the right side of your face, is down on the floor. So your elbows can bend out to the side. That's it. Good. The right cheek. And now, as much as possible, start to notice, first of all, where you rest on the right cheek. Is it more towards the nose or towards the ear? What part of the face are you resting on? Now begin to do a movement of starting to roll your head so that your chin comes in more contact with the floor and the top of your face lifts up. So you don't turn your head at all. You keep the right side in contact, but But if you bring more weight to the chin and the top of the forehead lifts, it's as if you were going to lift your head. So keep your face to the left. So let's see, that's not clear. The top of your head's gonna, the top and side of your head's gonna lift away from the floor. It's like gonna scoop up. You don't roll your face at all. No rolling. So you keep your face here and just think of scooping it up. Scoop. Okay, let's try this. That's it. Kathy's the only one getting it. So go back down and just lift your head. How do you lift your head? Without turning. You're not allowed to turn it. That's the constraint. You just lift your head with your head facing to the left. So lift your head. You got to use your hands. Some of you have your hands in a position you can't weight bear. That's why you're afraid. Place your hands, elbows up if they need to be, up in the air, elbows, and use your hands and lift the head. There. Now go back down. Now this time when you lift, try to lift more where the forehead is. It's almost like you scoop down. Your chest almost lowers more to lift up the head. Okay. Roll over onto your back and rest. You guys are not getting that.
This is not happening.
So where's your chest? So you scoop. It's like doing an ice cream lick. You scoop. Mia does it all the time. Scoop! Janice, you try it. She'll do it for me. Okay? So you've got to come further down to scoop and lift up. It's not that hard, you guys. Scoop.
So at that point, you're bearing all your weight on your hands.
Yeah, I told you. You have to use your hands. I told you. Put your elbows up. Okay, now you know. Back onto your back. You're getting stomach sick?
My neck hurts.
Rest. It'll be okay. It just means you're not used to it. So you can't put too much pressure on your head. You got to use your arms. If you put weight on your head like that and just on your knees, that's going to hurt. But babies lie like this all the time when they're little. Kathy, don't you remember? They love it. Their butts are shot up into the air, and they're just like that. They can stay like that for like hours. It's their favorite position. Okay, let's try it again now. Roll over onto all fours, please. Remember, elbows need to be up, so you weight bear on your hands. And place the right cheek down, and think of scooping up your head. That means your chest lowers to lift the head. That's it, Janice. But pull your knees more under your hips. Your knees are too far back. There you go. So this creates a really big arch in the lower back. Scoop. Scoop. That's it, Alan. That's it, Bev. That's it, Gail. But don't turn your face. You keep it always to the side. That's it, Danielle. That's it, Kathy. Now feel what happens in your back and your pelvis to do this. That's nice, Garna. Feel how your lower back has to sink. The spine has to sink in between the shoulder blades. Yeah. You stretch out a little bit, then you want to back yourself. Okay. Come back and put your right cheek on the floor. Breathe and rest. Okay. Spread your knees a little bit further apart. That's part of the problem. There. Now they're under the hips. Now begin to do a movement now of rolling on your face so that you roll from your cheek to your nose. So you just go from the cheek to the nose. Nothing else moves. You keep your face down. You go from your cheek to your nose. And almost slightly roll over the nose a little bit and then you come back to resting on the right side of the face. Okay, Janice, get yourself back with your knees more underneath you. Scoot back, 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 back. Your whole body back. There. There. Now put your... There. Stay there. There you go. Now just roll. That's it. Just roll along the right side of your face from your cheek to your nose. No, Danielle, keep yourself up. No, no. No. Put your face down. Okay, here's your nose. Mm-hmm. So you roll. It's very small.
All right.
Just pay attention to the directions. That's it. No panicking. That's it, Kathy. Hi, Valentina. Okay, rest on your back. Poor Stephen. This is not an easy lesson, Stephen, that Garna brought you to. So hopefully he'll return and say, this woman put me on my face and turned me upside down. It's, yeah, you'll see where we're going to go with this. Remember, what has our theme been?
Circles.
Thank you. Circles, right? We're going to get to circles. Right? Haven't we been doing circles? Yes? You okay?
Yeah.
Well, just give it just give it some time. If something's stiff when you wake up, just hang in there. Just be gentle with yourself with all the movements, and then you know you'll feel so much better. Okay, let's please roll over to come up onto your knees again. Right cheek is down again. And this time you're going to roll from the center of your cheek, wherever you're resting, towards your ear. So the ear is in the opposite direction, correct, of your nose. So it would be as if you're taking your nose up towards the ceiling, right? If you roll to lie on your right ear, it's as if that's it, Bev. Your nose starts to turn, that's it, Gail, up towards the ceiling. So you start on the right side of your face, though. There, and then you take it even more.
Oh, we're going that way.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that's your right ear. There, and now your nose comes up. And you can go so far as to roll over the right ear and possibly start to feel the back side of your head, which really means your nose, that's it, Kathy, your nose really starts to turn towards the ceiling. And feel what's happening in between your shoulder blades. That's it, Garna. Now you guys are getting the idea. It's okay to roll your face on the floor. That's it, Alan. Now, as you do it just a few more times, notice if there's any shift going on in your pelvis. Good. You okay? And let's rest again. Okay, let's go over again. Same position with your right cheek down. And now this time, make sure you get your left hand and your left elbow up in the air. You're going to need that for support. You're going to slide your right arm. So everybody identify the right, not the left, the right. Your right arm is going to go underneath your chest, and the fingers are going to be jutting out to the left side. That's it, Garna. You got it. Not yet. Put that arm back down. So, slide your right arm, Danielle, under your chest, all the way. Stick the fingers out here. All the way. Now, you must be up with your left palm and shoulder in the air. You must. Do not lower the elbow. You need the left elbow in the air to support you. Gail, left elbow up in the air. A push-up position.
Put
power.
My hand on the ground?
Yes.
Oh.
Power. Turn your head the other way. Your head's the wrong way. That's why it's so weird. Head the other way. Right cheek down. What are we? Spatial orientation today. Okay. Now, continue to roll your face so that your nose goes towards the ceiling and you roll onto your ear. as much. That's it, Kathy. And you'll feel how much easier it is with this right arm underneath you. So you start to roll. That's nice. You start to roll on to the right shoulder. Beautiful. Now, this is where it's very important that your knees are spread apart and they're stable under your hips. That's what balances you. I want you a little bit more up. Your knees are too far forward. That's it. See, that's under your hips.
Okay.
And then now do the movement. That's it. That's it. If you need to pause, you can pause and then come back to it. There. That's it. Great. Now, the next time that you roll your face towards the ceiling, keep it there and open your right eye only. And see if you can look towards the ceiling with your right eye. And now, keeping only the right eye open, do a few movements of rolling the face back and then rolling back up and look to the ceiling with the right eye. Spread your knees a little bit further apart. They've got to be under the hips. Some of you have this assumption that your knees together means that that's where your hips are. That's the idea. There. Good. Now change to your left eye. So you close your right eye and you look with your left eye. That's it, Alan. Very nice. Rest on your back, everyone. Okay, you're getting the idea. This is one of the best positions for one's neck and back. Kathy's not believing me. Please roll over onto all fours again. This time you're going to have both hands on the floor. Once again, your elbows are up in the air. It's like a push-up. That's what helps you. And your knees need to be spread apart, located under your hips. Right cheek down. And now this time we're going to make a circle. So we've done lots of circles in here. The circle is going to be along the right side of your face. So you roll towards your nose, then up to the forehead, down over to the right ear, and down to the chin. And then over to the nose, up to the forehead, over to the ear, and down to the chin. That's very nice. So you never turn over your face. Your face is always orientated, that's it, to the right. And you're just rolling on the right side of your cheek. That's it, except these knees need to be back there. Just so pay attention to the knee and then draw a line.
If I go like that, I feel a lot of tension.
Sure.
On the shoulders.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. It means you have, and just, yeah. You're not used to it,
okay. But
it's a beginning. So keep this side down. Yeah, that's it. And just. Feel how your pelvis and spine, everything should feel like it's participating now. Your initiation of the movement is with the circle of your face. But you should feel your spine and pelvis moving. In fact, your pelvis is also making a circle, yeah? Now, what happens if you put the attention onto the pelvis and you start the circle with the pelvis? We're not going to listen to you today. So try making a circle with your pelvis and just allow your face to feel the response. Okay, knees apart. More. Apart. That means there. See, that's where your hips are. Now, whoop. Okay, more out here. Not like Bikram. That's it. And more supportive. There you go. There you go. And everybody rest. This tells me I haven't put you on all fours for a long time.
A lot of groaning going on.
Well, probably from age, 8 months to 7, you spend a lot of time on your hands and knees.
And the 80s also.
And the 80s, that's right. It kicks in again, right? The cycle circles around. Please roll over and come onto your hands and knees again. Right cheek down, same position. All we're going to do is change the circle. So we went clockwise, and this time you're going to go counterclockwise. So if you start towards your forehead, you would go over to your nose, then down to the chin, and then back over to the right ear. And if you're feeling any type of discomfort in your neck, that is a signal. That means that you're doing perhaps too much movement in your neck and you're not feeling the relationship of your spine and pelvis moving. So I would encourage you then to do a smaller, slower circle and really pay attention that your pelvis is making the same circle. Well, there's parts of it that come off the floor while you make the circle. No, you don't want to go over to the left. You never want to go past your midline, which is your nose. So if you roll over your nose and you start to go to the left cheek, you've gone too far. So feel the circle in the pelvis. That's it, Stephen. That's the idea. Again, if the circle is not happening in the pelvis, you will strain your neck. There. Much, much, much better. Wonderful. Okay, let's rest on our back. This may be the best lesson for you, Kathy. It took me years to understand that the ones that I disliked the most were the ones that I needed. Okay, let's roll over again onto your hands and your knees. Right cheek down again. And now we're going to go back to the movement where you slid your right arm all the way underneath you. So again, it's critical to have your knees comfortably spread apart underneath your hip joints. If you learn anything in this lesson, learn that. Learn to figure out spatially where your hip is and that you align your knees directly underneath it. Beautiful. So the right arm is slid underneath your chest. That means the palm is up, coming out the left side, right cheek is down, and now lift your left arm up towards the ceiling. You'll see it's very easy to do. Left. That's the one that you think you need. That's it. Now begin to roll along your face so that you orientate your nose towards the ceiling. So you roll back towards that's at the right ear and allow your left arm to go up more directly towards the ceiling until your fingers are really up towards the ceiling. That's it. Good. Now, can you begin to make a circle with your left hand and you look at your left hand? So you don't need to go back that far. There. But make the circle on your face too.
Same direction.
Yeah. Feel, let it go. There. Yeah, see, you don't allow those two to move together. No, there's the reason you get dizzy is because you don't let it happen, more than letting it happen. So what's holding you up is you should feel all your weight on your left shoulder.
I think that's the one you told me not to do yesterday. And that's the one you told me not to do yesterday.
No, it's okay. Yeah. Yeah. So all your weight should be on your left shoulder. And you're making a circle, that's it. And now try to change the size of the circle. If you need to rest for a moment, do so and then come back to it. That's it. Arms straight up. That's it, Gail. That's better. And once again, you should feel the circle happening in your pelvis. Great. Okay, let's go ahead and rest on your back. Where this lesson eventually can take you, and we're not going there at this time, is to like judo rolls. So you have to be able to get the arm and the shoulder and the back and the head all rolled underneath you to be able to roll over. So to do any form of martial arts, this is critical to protect the neck. So take another moment to rest on your back and just observe your face now. I had you do this in the beginning of the lesson. And just notice how you perceive and sense the right side of your face, the side that we've been lying on and making the circles, compared to the left side of your face and whether or not anything feels different. Do you feel more of the right side of your face? Or in your awareness, can you have a greater depth perception? Can you sense the air traveling into your right nostril? Down the right side of your throat? Okay, so please roll over onto your hands and knees again. And we are going to turn your face now. So we will put the left cheek down. So you have both hands along your side, both elbows in the air. And you first, let's just first explore. We won't do the scooping because that seemed too challenging. So let's just explore rolling now from the center over to your nose and back to the center of your left cheek. And again, sense the movement happening through your spine, how your weight changes on your knees, just from this small movement. You go from the nose to the center of the cheek. That's it. And now go all the way over to the left ear. So we'll go the whole range. So you go from your nose all the way over to the left ear so that your eyes and nose start to look up towards the ceiling. You're making a nice arc along the left side of your face. That's it. Now come back to the center point and see if you can now go up towards your forehead. Can you roll up towards your forehead? So you just go from center. There should be no left or right movement at all. You just roll up. That's it, Gail. So feel what happens in your back to roll up towards the forehead. Your back should lift towards the ceiling. Up. And then it sinks back down as you come back to the center place. That's it. But Kathy, lift your back even more. Really lift in here. Push, push. Oh, that's it. See, that's what's so stiff in there. Push. Oh, that's it. Push up. Good. Okay, let's rest on our backs again. Much better. No, it's the opposite. Mm-hmm. So when you scooped down to go towards the chin,
right,
your spine sinks.
Right.
But when you come back the other way, you lift. So you're creating two opposite arcs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like what people call the cat and camel. It's the exact same thing, except your cheek is on the side.
Right.
Everybody's used to being with locked elbows and on the knees, but it's very similar. Onto your hands and knees again, please. Once again, your left cheek is down. Good. And let's go ahead and try, I'm going to change the order here a little bit. Let's try to do the circle first. So begin to do a circle along the left side of your cheek. That means you've got the chin, the ear, the temple, forehead area, and your nose, all on the left side. And again, as you're making the circle along the left side of your face, feel what's happening in the spine and in your pelvis. And in particular, when you go up towards the forehead, your spine needs to lift towards the ceiling. That's the part many of you are missing. And so you're feeling really crunchy in the neck. So when you come up here, lift this. No, wait, wait. Good. Now go slow. Slower. As you come up here, push this into my hands. Uh-uh. Push. Up. No, even more. Push. That's what I want you to do. And then you sink down. And that's when the scooping happened. And you come over and push, 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 push. Good. You two. Push, 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 push. That's a girl. You see? So you go up towards the forehead. That's what makes it safe. If this stays sunk all the time, this feels contracted. Push into my hands. Push, push, push. Even more.
It's back here on my neck.
It's okay.
On my throat.
It's because you're not used to it. Ooh. Good. That's it. As if rolling on top of your head. Good. And now can you change the direction of the circle? That's better, Kathy. Get into that pushing the spine up. When you come up towards the forehead, push up there. That's it, Danielle. But when you come up towards the forehead, which is here, that's it. Lift this part. push into my hand. Right there. Push, 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 push. Okay, good. Beautiful. Okay, let's rest on our backs. How many of you have remembered to check in with your smile? To draw attention to the tanden, that area where it's a couple inches below your belly button, our core or center. Let's roll over again onto our hands and knees. Place your left cheek on the floor and then slide your left hand underneath the gap. So that means the left hand, not the right hand. If the left cheek is down, that's the arm you slide through. Why? Because it brings weight onto your left shoulder. And if we were going to do an Aikido roll, you would roll over that shoulder. You see? But we won't do that today. Okay, now in this position, begin to roll your face so that your nose starts to direct towards the ceiling, your eyes follow, and open just your right eye and have your right eye follow, looking up towards the ceiling. How does the movement of your eye being open facilitate the rolling along the left cheek? Let your eye help you. And really bring weight onto your left shoulder blade. There you go. That's it. Good. And then change to having the left eye open. So you're stretching your eye to look all the way towards the ceiling. So you start to roll onto the back side of the head. And you really come over onto that left shoulder. But the left shoulder is very, very strong. And you may begin to feel how now all of a sudden your right knee gets light. So pause there for a moment and see how you can just lift the right knee for a moment. Just bring it a couple inches away. Look at there. It's not a big deal at all, is it? Good. Put it back down. Very nice. Good. Much better. Let's rest on your back again. Much, much better. And just rest. Come over onto all fours again. Left cheek down on the floor. Slide your left arm underneath the gap. Again, the more that you slide that left arm underneath, the easier it is because you bring weight onto the shoulder area and it takes pressure off of the face. It's really safer that way. Good. And now begin to orientate your face towards the ceiling and keep it there, and then raise your right arm up towards the ceiling and begin to make a circle as if you were holding a pen and a marker and drawing a circle on the ceiling. And your eyes need to look at your hand, at your fingertips. Elbow needs to be locked, so it's a straight arm. So do whatever you need to so that those eyes are following the circle. And feel if your spine is making a circle and your pelvis. So those of you who are just making the circle in your arm, it's going to get really tired. So everybody try that. Don't let anything else move. And just make the circle in the arm, and you'll feel how fatiguing that is. Now, as you make the circle, you roll along the left cheek. You feel how you bring more weight onto that left shoulder. That's it. How the pelvis is making a circle. That's it, Alan. Are you still breathing? Good. Can you change the direction of the circle? That's it, Gail. Roll even more onto the left shoulder. There. I want your circle coming. So make the circle really big. That's it. Okay. That's it, Alan. Beautiful job. Janice, get that face up there. Turn that face even more towards the ceiling. That's it, because only your right eyeball is seeing now. Left eyeball. There. There. No, now you can put your knee down. That's it. That's there. Everybody can rest. That's the idea. Rest. Better? She's going to come back again. Very good for the heart. You feel your heart pumping more? That's actually a very good lesson, too, for anybody that has high blood pressure. Because one of the things that's quite challenging is to invert oneself, taking the head down. So if you take somebody that has high blood pressure and just introduce this, just lowering the head below the pelvis for small periods of time, you can actually change one's blood pressure. Okay, let's come up one more time onto your hands and knees. Please. Left cheek down, left arm underneath, right arm up in the air. That's it. And all we're going to do this time now is slide, make sure you really slide that left arm underneath, and that your knees must be underneath the hips. That's it. And now just begin to lift that right knee. So the more that you lift your right knee, the more you will bring weight on the back of the left shoulder blade. Did he fall on you? That's it. And your chin needs to be pulled into your chest when you do this. So you kind of tuck your head now. Be real careful. Only your knee. Your foot doesn't have to come up. Some of you are lifting your foot. That's not your knee. It is possible to lift the knee without the foot. Because you use the toes. Tuck the toes into a runner's position. Use the toes to support you. So you go up and down. And up and down. No, you don't need to straighten the leg. You don't need to do anything. You're just lifting the knee as if you were going to put a phone book under the knee. And back. Good. Okay. Roll onto your back and rest. Often as we get older, we don't like the idea of somersaults, I'm thinking. No, but kids, they just love it. I know. Well, it's usually what happens is because of fear, we don't allow the whole system to move. And so something will lock up. Now, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Place your hands underneath your head, interlace them, create your hammock that you all know about, and then bring your knees up over your chest so they're hanging in your chest, and just do a few movements of lifting your head and flexing your neck, bringing your elbows towards your knees and your knees towards your elbows. Gently, that's it. All the movements in here should always be done gently, smoothly, easily. Whenever you do a movement in a hurry, you're not able to pay attention and feel. And then you have no idea what you did, and that's when you'll hurt yourself. That's it. So really allow your chin to fold into your chest. Allow your ribs to soften and fold so the base of your neck can stretch out. That's it. Great. Very nice. And rest on your back. Now we're going to do just one more movement. We're going to connect this lesson to the lesson about three sessions ago. So roll to your side and come up onto your knees. So you're standing on your knees facing the front of the room. And we had one, I'm the front of the room. We had one hand, let's put your right hand behind your head. And you remember the left hand was on the forehead. And we were rolling the head in between the hands. Remember that? Come up onto your knees, butt in the air. So first, start to roll your head. So the back hand does nothing. Remember, your back hand is just there to feel the rolling of the back head. And you use your front hand, which is the left hand, to roll the forehead. That's it. It should feel quite easy now. And you really shouldn't be experiencing any form of dizziness. Good. Now bring yourself back to the center, keep your arms up, and begin to make a circle with your pelvis. Remember this? You might have missed this one. Circle with the pelvis and feel what happens in your head. That's it. Circle with the pelvis. And now as you're circling with your pelvis, begin to roll the head. So believe it or not, this is the exact same thing we just did on your hands and knees. But it feels extraordinarily different. Very nice. Make sure that pelvis is making a circle. That's it, Karna. That's it. Change the direction of the circle. Go the opposite way. That's it, Danielle. That's it. That's it, Valentina. Very nice. And everybody go ahead and rest on your back. Very good. Remember that one, Gail?
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels really different, though, when your cheek is on the floor. But it's actually the same movements. So feel now how you're lying on your back. How your shoulders feel, your spine, your pelvis. where your awareness and attention goes. And then take a moment to bring your awareness to your face and how you sense now your forehead and your cheeks, the area around your eyes, around your mouth and your chin, where your ears are. Does your face feel larger or smaller? Or perhaps it's just that you have more clarity about areas that you can sense now and perceive. Notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, so taking your time, you can roll to one of your sides and bring yourself first to sitting and then coming up to standing. And then feel how you feel in standing. And then when you're ready, you can begin to walk around and see what it's like when you're walking to turn and begin to look to the left and to the right. Again, this is one of those movements that often people begin to lose as they get older. They begin to always look down at their feet where they're stepping. And they lose the ability to move forward in space and to be looking around. And that's something I'd like you to observe about yourself this week, is how often do you look around? Where are you looking when you're walking? Does it really serve you to look at the ground? If you're going to trip and fall, is it useful to have your eyes there? I don't think it makes a difference if you see it or not. So you just kind of play with that this week. You know, at times what you do, like when I'm running, is at times I am checking out, but more checking out the ground, but I'm not looking down to where I step. I'm more looking out to where I'm going to be stepping. So I'm not angled directly down, but I'm perceiving into the future. So that if there is a crack in the sidewalk or a change in the sloping, I can already see it and predict it. It's like in tennis. There's a certain perception that something's going to happen. So by the time your feet get there, your body already knows what to do. If you look straight down where you're walking, it's too late. You cannot respond to the crack in the corner, and that's in fact when you fall. But yet most elderly people, that's their habit. They look straight down, take these itty bitty steps as if that's going to serve them. Am I making sense? So one is to gaze off into the distance, and then to be able, once you know what's happening, you can then start to gaze around the horizon and see what's happening around you. So it's opening your perception out around you. And by doing that, you're able to respond a lot better than when you're just looking down. I think one of the best sports is actually tennis, to understand that, because the person is across the other side and you learn to have this depth perception about where they are, where things are going to travel, and even though the ball's not at you yet, as it's coming, your body is already knowing where to go. Does that make sense? Or softball or baseball, those kinds of activities. So just play with that for this week, and just really become aware of, do you hold your head down and look down, or are you able to start looking up and more out and away from yourself? And you can even challenge yourself. If you see something change in the sidewalk of the surface, notice how your body will be able to adjust without you looking there. Once you've already perceived it, you will be able to, your body will already process it. By the time you get there, your body will know what to do. So you really don't need to be looking there. That make sense? Okay, so that's, we'll say, kind of the homework for this week. Great.
Thank you.
See you next week.